Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Hi Niall, how are you? Great to hear you on the airwaves again. I have been back in Ireland for the last 6 months and I'm loving the radio here. I've been living in the UK for the last 8 years and it just ain't the same. Anyway, I'm getting in touch because of a difference I'm not enjoying between here and London. Maybe you could ask your listeners their thoughts. So I work in a legal field. I won't go into too much detail on exactly what, as I want to remain anonymous. I started at a new place soon after I returned, and let me tell you, it was a culture shock. It's a funny thing to come back to your home country and realise you are now more used to the ways of somewhere else. Some of the things I find frustrating, or maybe unsurprising, the red tape, the lack of resources, old equipment, outdated IT, etc. In all honesty, the UK are miles ahead of us in a lot of areas. But I'm having real trouble with is the shouting. It is completely normal for managers at my job to roar their head off while under stress. These are both men and women. And actually, one female manager is the worst. But I don't want to make this a man and woman thing. Who just completely lost it if something happens there they don't like. I really can't believe what I'm witnessing some days. Hot-headed lunatics throwing tantrums in a professional industry where big decisions are made that affect lives. Now, just to be clear, I'm not upset. I'm appalled. I am not a snowflake before you say it, Niall. I know what you are like. Truthfully, this isn't a million miles away from the kind of behaviour I would have dealt with in my family growing up, but I just didn't expect it at this age in my life to have to deal with other adults carrying on like this. Bullying each other. I've heard from others that there is a woman currently on leave as a result of this carry-on. I haven't met her, but some others have said that she was a little bit delicate. But to be honest, I'm inclined to see her point, particularly if she's been subjected to the kind of aggressive behaviour I've witnessed. On top of this, we just got an intern in. She's 21 and in the middle of a law degree. I find it absolutely mortifying to see her witness adults shouting like this. She is very quiet, but I can tell she thinks it's crazy. In the UK, you would hear the odd joke that the Irish are mad. They would say things like, we are passionate brutes. It was all in good faith, and I never cared or took offence, but coming home now, I can't help but think, sadly, there is some truth to all this. Why can't we control ourselves in the workplace? I don't care what the situation is. Adults should never shout at each other, especially at work. What do you think? Is shouting ever acceptable in the workplace? And I find this is a really interesting point. And we had a discussion, myself and Ruth and Jeremy and Jane, and in the office this morning, we had a bit of a chat about whether we believe shouting is necessary in the workplace at any point. And the general consensus, although we have a difference of opinion, but the general consensus is you've lost control when you start shouting. You have lost control, but it is human nature to lose control sometimes. But is it acceptable? Is it acceptable for a work colleague to shout at you? Is it acceptable for a boss to shout at you? Is it acceptable for anybody to shout at you? The answer is probably no. But is it bullying? Because that's what he's insinuating in the letter, in the email. Is it bullying in the workplace if you're being shouted at? Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Is it bullying if you're being shouted at? Let me go to Janine. Janine, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Janine?
Hi, Niall. I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
Very few people actually ask me that, Janine, during the day, but I'm going to answer and say, I'm in really, really good form. I'm very happy at the moment. Thank you very much.
That's great.
I'm having not such a bad day.
Good.
And thank you for asking, by the way, because nobody else ever cares, really. You know?
Everybody cares. Everybody wants to know how's it going. I feel that way in any case.
Janine, is it ever okay to shout?
Never. I'm not talking about your children. That too. But in a workplace, in a professional environment, never. I don't care what the circumstances are. I don't care how overwhelmed you are in your workplace or how wrong your employee did, or whatever the case might be. As soon as you raise your voice, you you've lost control. And you don't only lose control, you lose respect. Everything goes out the window once you raise your voice.
Because you've become irrational, really. You become irrational.
Exactly. Because I understand people getting upset. And I understand that, yes, you know, you get mad at people. But you need, as an adult and as a professional, you need to take yourself out, even if it's just going to the toilet and just going sitting on the toilet just for 2 minutes to calm yourself, or walk outside, walk the block, go make yourself a black cup of coffee, whatever the case might be, and then come back, call that person into the office and say, okay, this is the mistake that was made. I'm really not happy about this, but we need to rectify it. And from now on, this is what needs to happen. Or what is your suggestion? How are you going to fix this that you messed up? But you go out and go shout at somebody.
And worst case scenario, if it's something dreadfully wrong, there is gross misconduct, or you can get a warning or whatever it is. If you
as a boss don't want to deal with that because you were so angry, then get in your HR people. You know, go into your HR office and explode them in your HR office and whatever the case might be. But get somebody else in to deal with it if you're not in a capable manner of dealing with it at that point in time. Because all that you're doing is harm. You know, people being shouted at can either be taken up as bullying, or they can get inside, they can get really angry, and, you know...
And they feel demeaned. I suppose they can feel demeaned if they're shouted at.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, especially if you're sitting in an office with other people. You know, nobody wants to be shouted at. I used to work in a very tough environment. I'm South African. And I used to work in a very...
I would have never guessed, Janine, by the way.
I used to work in a very tough environment in South Africa. And I used to have parents come in to see me. I used to work in the finance side of school fees. Mm. I wasn't people friendly. People weren't always very excited to come and see me. And I would have parents walk into my office, not even greet me, but start shouting at me.
That's unacceptable,
isn't
it?
All those things under the sun. And I would literally just put my stuff down on my desk with whatever I was busy with. While they were shouting, I would just pull out a chair for them to sit on. And then I'd go sit around my desk, hold my hands, and eventually they would run out of steam. And then I'd say to them, now that you have that out of your system, let's talk. Mm-hmm. You know, X, Y, and Z. And I feel that's the same way. If your boss comes into you and he's shouting at you and you were to sit there, sit back in your chair, fold your hands and look at him, he's going to feel like such a...
Yeah.
I can't say what I want to say.
I know.
But I mean,
But what about, you mentioned earlier on about children, right?
Yes.
I mean, we've all lost the head with our kids.
Of course.
You know, but we've lost control because they know which buttons to press to make you lose control.
Yes.
But, I mean, should you ever shout at your children? Is that wrong too?
You know, in a perfect world now, no. But we don't live in a perfect world, and none of us are perfect. There's many a time that I've lost the plot, even a person that doesn't like, because my motto is, as soon as you need to raise your voice in any circumstance, you've lost. It doesn't matter how right you are or how on point you are. If you've got to shout your point across, you've already lost your audience.
Yeah.
So speaking to a child or shouting at a child is, how many times have I told you to stop doing that?
You're a good shouter, Janine, by the way.
that's what wants to come out.
Yeah.
But, you know, after you've done that, you've got to go, you know, well, that really didn't help.
Oh, it didn't make a difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come back, my boy. Come back. Okay, let's try this again, you know.
And, let me explain to you why you shouldn't have done what you did.
You know,
yes.
Yeah. You know, it's the same thing for me to say, you know, because mom said so.
Yeah.
But, Mommy, I want to go. No, you can't. But why? Because I said so. That, to me, never flew. No.
I used to get that one at home, too.
Yes. We used to have a saying in Afrikaans. We used to say, if you wanted something, or what was that? And your mom would say, which basically means, nothing. It's, you know, it's based because I said so.
Well, stay there for a second, Janine. Let me go to Caroline as well. Caroline, I have to be honest, very logical words there from Janine, that there's never a reason really to shout, that you've just lost control when you shout and it becomes meaningless, essentially.
Absolutely, Niall, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you too.
Yeah, thanks. And yeah, I would agree with most of what Janine says there. Absolutely. I did live in an environment where I have both been the boss and I have had bosses. I don't believe I ever shouted at anybody while I was the boss.
As much as you probably felt like it now and again.
Yeah, you just you learn to walk away. I have been shouted at by a boss. Now, not just me. This guy was, you know, well known for it, so much so that, you know, he wouldn't have held much respect because of it.
Yep.
And then again, I have been guilty of shouting at my kids, but I find that when I get to the point that I do shout at them, that's when the thing gets done.
Yeah. Is shouting, well, let's stick to the workplace. We'll go back to the kids in a second. But is shouting in the workplace, be it to colleagues or if you're in a position where you're the boss, is that bullying?
I think
if it's repeatedly done. If it's repeatedly done.
Yeah, because, you know, somebody who's shouting and ranting and raving, there's something lacking in them that they can't control the situation they're in. You know, it's more a reflection on an inadequacy in them than in something that an employee is doing incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
But it also is a thing about respect. You know, shouting at somebody isn't respectful. It doesn't because my boss is shouting at me, I should now all of a sudden have more respect for my boss. In actual fact,
you've less.
The opposite.
Yeah, absolutely.
And anybody who was within earshot also.
Exactly.
Well, isn't that also the embarrassing part? That maybe you're brought into an office, your boss starts shouting and roaring at you over something daft, and then there's other people sitting outside or whatever it is, and they're all going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, this is embarrassing.
And doesn't that also affect productivity? Because now all of a sudden nobody wants to just... do their job, they say, oh my gosh, you know, what if I do this wrong? I'm going to get shot.
I'll be the next into the office.
You know? And the next thing you'd be doing is you'd be going to human resources and saying, where's everybody? Everybody's on sick leave because everybody's got anxiety or panic or whatever because nobody wants to go to work. Because they know they're going to be shouted at.
It destroys the atmosphere, I imagine, in a workplace.
It does. It doesn't gain... You gain nothing, absolutely nothing, by shouting at staff.
Yeah, somebody just texted in, by the way, and said, that girl has mentioned on numerous occasions HR. In the office that we work in, the boss is the HR.
Oh, yeah. They need to get new HR.
But that's unhelpful. But I do believe by law nowadays, you are meant to have an independent HR company hired, aren't you? If you have a certain amount of employees by law, I think. So, and HR tend to be independent companies, don't they?
I think that's if you have a problem, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, if it's something that you know, I mean, you're hardly going to go to your boss, who is the HR, and say, I have a problem with you.
Will just get you shouted at.
Well, actually, let me get the expert in the HR here. Stay there, both of you ladies. Stephen, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Stephen?
How's it going?
Okay, Stephen, you believe the HR has to put a stop to it.
Yeah, HR's job is basically to stop the business. Like, specifically in the last, I think, 5 years, an awful lot of HR departments now become woke, very leftist orientated, so you can't actually see anything. And on the good side of that, they tend to look after employee well-being. So if you've got a lot of employees working for you, let's say engineers, for example, who used to 10, 12 years ago would be extremely busy and, like, getting the 8 hours a day out of them, that stopped. They pared back on that because mental well-being is a huge thing.
Mental health, of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, mental health and well-being is a massive thing from within the HR department because the woke side of things has gone to the extreme on the other side. So I'll give you an example. My son's an engineer with a telecoms company, and transformers have been around for, I don't know, 50, 60, 70 years, and they use the word trans instead of transformers, the engineers do. That was curtailed by a new HR individual who came in and said, you can't say the word trans, right?
But for transformers...
Exactly, right?
See, you can't then, you can't say trans for Transformers. Okay.
This is not bullshit. This is true as God. And then another one is, when you have, without getting technical, you have a, let's say, a Wi-Fi or internet access, right? Engineers tend to say, can you groom that? That means get as much out of it as possible, as much bandwidth out of that device.
The
grooming terminology was stopped. You can't say that.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're all got a little bit sensitive that in that department.
Yeah.
But getting back to the point that I'm making, is it ever if somebody does something wrong, is it ever acceptable for a boss or a work colleague to shout at somebody? I mean, I know people do it, but is that acceptable at any point?
No, it's not. But anger is a natural emotion that has to be addressed. It's an emotion that you just can't bottle up. I mean, if you look at data on kids who see trauma, whose parents are angry at them, they have massive trauma when they get older, right? Mm-hmm. If you look at Chinese medicine trauma, right, comes from the stomach, without getting again into it, when you get that feeling of not in your stomach, and they correlate that, believe it or not, with stomach cancer later on in life.
Oh, gosh.
So they say it should be dealt with. So if someone has trauma, they go to the acupuncture doctor, it has to be spoken about, otherwise it stays in the bottom of your belly or stomach. And obviously it has to have an adverse reaction because there's not an equilibrium, it's not unbalanced. Now, if somebody's bullying in work, I guarantee you, they probably have a pain in the ass, husband and wife at home, or their background is the same.
So you reckon the person who... So they're taking their frustrations out on in the workplace because they're being bullied at home by a wife or by a husband or whatever it happens to be.
Intergenerational trauma or whatever it is. Mm. I mean, there's something that they don't just become like that. There's a reason for it. There's an epicenter why it happened.
Are we just excusing bad behavior by saying it's not their... Well, when we're saying it's not their fault, they're probably getting bullied themselves. Are we just excusing them then for bad behavior?
No, but you got to reach out and say, look, there's definitely an issue with them. I mean, we had a situation before when I was working in the police force that we had a sergeant who was very, very abrupt and very, very condescending, specific to new female police officers. And he had to get put in his place. But there was just genuinely something not right with him. No matter how many times he put in his place by the powers to be, he still came back and was a complete tool.
I mean, I wonder, and Janine, obviously you seem familiar with the workplace as well. Does a uniform give people a little bit more power? Or if people feel they have more power, do you
and
think...
And a name badge.
a title. Do you think that gives them that kind of permission to maybe treat people differently?
I do. I do know, but at the same time, you know, it all goes around respect. So if I have a boss that has a title and he's respectful to me,
mm-hmm.
I respect him more. How do I now say this now? So, for instance, let's take a school headmaster, just because this is now in my background, for instance. Because he's a school headmaster, he comes into my office, he introduces myself, I'm Mr. So-and-so, I'm the headmaster of the school. That already, because he now says to me, I'm a headmaster of the school, I already have a bit of respect, or more respect, because I'm like, okay, he's my boss, he's the headmaster of the school, so there's automatically a respect.
Yeah, there's a pecking order, yeah.
But when he starts, and I hear out of his mouth, speaks badly of other people or he shouts at people and stuff, then I start thinking, but hang on now. He doesn't fit the title. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, he doesn't deserve the title.
No. Then the title to me becomes sort of like a shameful thing because I'm like, you have this, you're supposed to be a headmaster of a school. There's a certain amount of etiquette and couth that you're supposed to represent.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't. So then the loss of respect becomes. But it's not I lose the respect for the man, not for the title.
Mm. And so, do you think? I don't know if there's any evidence or statistics around this. Do you think women are shouted at more than men?
I do. I don't want to get you into trouble for this, but I think women tend to raise their voices more.
I would hazard a guess that, okay, I think it's statistically true that the majority of bosses are men. Now, that's changing slowly but surely. But at this current moment in time, the majority of bosses are men. And I think men are less likely in the workplace to shout at a woman than they would be to shout at a man.
Absolutely.
Maybe I'm wrong in thinking that, Janine. But Stephen, you would agree. I think a man would be less likely to shout at a woman in the workplace for fear of repercussions.
if a man has got a problem with a man, I mean, as Jordan Peterson says, like, you know, the fear of violence is always there between men. It's not there between women, right? So a guy...
Well, wouldn't you say, well, it depends on the type of violence you're talking about, isn't it?
But within reason, the boundaries for men is that he might get a smack. Right.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, a woman is a woman in the workplace, it's unlikely she thinks her boss is going to hit her.
Yeah, with a man, that the chances there is, if it's a head-on battle and voices have been raised, that could happen. So that fear is there. So a man would get worse off in terms of shouted at than a woman would, especially in what I did, they would, hands down.
Yeah.
There'd be more kind of snide remarks towards the woman, maybe sexually, when there would be towards the man. But in terms of actual... you know, raising your voice and bullying.
And threatening behavior, yes.
Then we'll get worse, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Janine, probably, yes.
I would say, though, that although I agree with what you say, that a man might not be, would feel a little bit less inclined to shout at a woman, but I unfortunately have seen where a lot of woman bosses have shouted at men.
Yes.
You know, kind of thing. So if you want to take that into relation, you know, Woman bosses shouting at woman staff, definitely.
Yeah.
And woman bosses shouting at men also, very much so. But as far as I work currently, I'm the only woman on staff where I work at, and there are 5 men around me.
And how's that working out?
Oh my gosh, do they shout at one another? Now, it's... I wouldn't say shout, like as in...
Yeah, but they raise their voices to each other, yeah.
Absolutely. It actually gets to a point where when it gets very quiet, then I'm sort of like, what's wrong?
There's something wrong, yeah. But here's the thing, they wouldn't shout at you.
From that side, and they are that highly strung, when they come into the office and they speak to me quietly.
Yeah.
They, you know,
But see, Janine, like, you've got a quite calming voice as well. You know what I mean? It would be hard to raise the voice at you. and you're too logical probably for most of them as well.
I must be honest now. The louder people get with me, the softer I get. I'm not going to lie to you. I have an ugly way. The softer I get, the more clearer I speak.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah.
So you can be more cutting when you get quieter. Let me go to Valerie as well. Valerie, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Valerie?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Valerie, I mean, you have experience as well.
I have. I think there should be zero tolerance of that in the workplace, not anywhere, but particularly in the workplace.
Shouting.
Intimidating. Shouting. And that's abuse. Like, I would consider somebody that is so out of control and can't behave themselves in that environment to have mental issues, to be honest with you.
Probably, yes.
100%. Because now I have had a couple of experiences of it, but one in particular will always stand out. I didn't take much notice of this person. I left it kind of go over my head, but I was horrified how he treated people in the workforce, and particularly young graduates that were just, you know, out after university or whatever, and they were trying to learn. So if they screwed up, he's the last person they would go to. So it really has a detrimental effect.
Of course, yeah, because you're not going to go to somebody who's going to shout at you.
Yeah. Now, he was very knowledgeable. He was highly intelligent himself, but he should never have been in a senior position because he couldn't manage. Brilliant, had the knowledge, but not everyone...
There is a skill...
They shouldn't be in senior positions.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, you have to have knowledge to be a manager in the first place, but there's also a skill to just being a manager and managing people.
That's 100%. You know, you have to have the ability to be able to kind of share the information that you know in a positive way, not in an intimidating way. Mm. Because as I said, what will happen in those situations is when screw-ups happen, they'll be covered up. And it can come back to bite you.
But is it bullying, Valerie?
It is bullying, yeah, extreme bullying. In fact, this person was so out of control. Like, I can laugh at it, and I did laugh at it at the time. My friends used to say, you must be very chilled out, Valerie, because I'd be gone straight out the door. I kind of ignored it.
Yeah.
But let's say I had experience privately, and so maybe that's why I had some experience dealing with that before. But he was... things and swear and profanities, but I knew it was a way of expelling his rage inside him.
Do you think that people who are like that in the workplace, be it bosses or be it other work colleagues, because work colleagues shout at each other sometimes too. Do you think people who do that and find that's the only way of expressing themselves or expressing their anger, Do they probably do that at home as well with their wives or husbands?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I know that person, a situation happened in his private life, and it didn't surprise me when I heard it afterwards.
No, it wouldn't surprise you, would it? No.
He had actually mellowed. I couldn't even imagine what he was like before, if he mellowed now, you know. But as I said, you know, I've come across it a few times, and, you know, the person can be very knowledgeable and smart, but it's completely zero tolerance in the workforce. Totally unacceptable.
Somebody mentions here in a text, now I work for, and I won't mention the name of the department store he works for, a big department store. I've worked with them for over 15 years and I can honestly say the majority of managers are on a power trip. Roaring is quite a common thing aimed towards staff, reps and other customers at times.
Shocking.
Yeah, bullying is part and parcel of the business, as I've heard the same from other people working in other stores, obviously within this particular retail unit. Management forgetting where they have come from is a daily issue. Overachievers and hiding behind fearing staff is the norm. It's a disgrace.
Well, what the employees need to do then is get together and actually sign a petition and make a formal complaint to whoever is the owner of that company or in charge, some senior.
The HR department in that company.
It should never be allowed. Yeah. Not even the HR, the director of the company or the CEO. You know, make a formal complaint about them because they're behaving that way because they're getting away with it.
I mean, Janine, would you if somebody shouted at you in the workplace, would you make a formal complaint? Or would it depend on the circumstance?
I'm not about somebody doing it once off.
No. Somebody was regularly doing it.
I don't want to say a once off, but if it happened the first time, I wouldn't.
No.
I would wait for the situation to calm down. And then I would go to that person on a coffee break or whatever the case might be and just sit next to them and say to them, okay, can we just discuss what happened? Can we now just discuss what happened? I would be like, you know, can we just chat with what happened? You know, this is how I feel. You know, was it really necessary? But if it happened a second time, I would definitely.
Yeah.
Bad management in the company now, because it shouldn't, it wouldn't go on if the company was run well.
Yeah, well, this is what I would imagine. Yeah, because as soon as it happens, it would be nipped in the bud.
Absolutely.
Because there are people, and you know, I've heard throughout the years in different businesses and different places I've worked in, who have reputations, let's just say, for that type of behaviour as bosses, and still to this day have those same reputations, and I'm going, that's been going on for years. And it's just crazy.
It's not right now.
No, it's not.
I don't know. It
doesn't matter how it doesn't matter how you try and make it right. At the end of the day, it's not right.
Mm.
And no, like I say once again, if you're in that position where you are being shouted at and you cannot take it, speak to your HR. If your HR doesn't want to do anything about it, it's your life. They'll find yourself.
I don't think young people put up with that today anyway now. Times have changed. They don't. They just move on. They're going to have a high turnover of staff.
Yeah.
There are places that you see jobs advertised over and over again, the same roles, and usually it's for that reason.
Well, normally when you see a business that has a very high turnover of staff, there's a very good reason for it, yeah.
Yeah, very bad management. It's not run well.
Yeah, listen, thank you very much indeed, Janine, and thank you, Valerie. Have a lovely day. I'm going to come to Dave straight after the break. I'm going to keep this going. I was going to move on, but a lot of people are very interested in it. Niall, where I work in a big corporate company, the head guy brings normal employees into his office and just screams his head off at them. The line manager of the employee and the HR rep just sit there as third parties, saying nothing, allowing their staff member to be humiliated by the head guy. He has brought grown adults to tears and has put others out on stress leave as a result. Horrendous carry on. There needs to be legal protection in place to protect employees from this kind of thing. It happens. But here's the question. Is shouting at employees bullying? Somebody else says in a text here, Niall, I think you're being a little bit over the top here. If somebody does something wrong in the workplace, I am a manager. On many occasions, I've had to shout at staff to get their attention. Well, if you have to shout at people to get their attention, I think there's something very, very wrong. I'll come to Dave straight after the break. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Niall, do you ever shout yourself? I'm going to say throughout my life, of course I have. I think everybody has at some point. If everybody has lost their head at some point, particularly probably with my kids, that would have been the reason when they were younger. Yes, I probably lost control once or twice. I tend to avoid it in arguments. I would avoid it. I tend to go quiet. I'm quite the opposite. I know I seem quite vocal. And my biggest problem is that when I'm engaged in, say, a disagreement with somebody, because I actually have quite a loud voice, because I'm used to talking into a microphone all day, it comes across like I may be shouting, but I'm actually not. It's just the way I talk. But I do avoid confrontation in situations like that. I tend to try and walk away from it and then everybody calm down. Dave, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Dave? Good, Dave. I mean, realistically, when once you've shouted, start shouting, you've lost the argument, haven't you?
You've lost respect,
yeah.
To be honest. Like, if you're the kind of boss that walks around shouting and roaring at people, the minute you walk into the shed or the shop or the office or anything like that, people immediately go, oh, great, here comes this dickhead now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, mind you, somebody did say in a text here, I'd love to see people who are talking about this working in a busy kitchen with a head chef. I understand.
Yeah, that's why, yeah, I would never work in a kitchen with chefs because chefs are notorious for being, well, I can't really say on daytime radio. But I've known people like that who quit their jobs because the chef was just such like a hard person to work with.
And is that just because it's a very stressful job?
You see, that's it though. Like, look, you're going to work, like some environments you work in, like my job now, when we used to get busy, you know, like tempers will get flared, we'll say. Do you know what I mean? And like, there have been times where lads would get into a row and there'd be a bit of shouting. But like a lot of the time, lads would come back and go, listen, sorry about that. You know, just lost a head for a minute. And you're like, fine, don't worry about it. You know, we're both stressed out. Everybody loses their rag every now and again. You're only human.
Yeah.
But there was also guys that like I worked with where they'd get a kick out of, and it was particularly like a generational kind of a thing. So it was like the older lads, like the first 6 months of my job, I was spent being told I was useless, I was good for nothing, I'd be better off on the dole, you know, and stuff I can't say on the air right now. Do you know?
Yeah.
And like the thing was, I wasn't really that bad at the job, but because I was being told it every day of the week, I believed them.
Yeah, when you're told you're not good at what you do by an employer, even though you know you are, it damages your self-confidence badly.
Well, come here, right? My self-esteem was so low. Like, and yeah. I was even, but then the guy who was the main culprit for, like, he went away and got a new job, started working with a different guy. I used to be like, this guy is like my Yoda or my Mr. Miyagi. Every time I had a problem, he'd just appear, give some sage advice, and then disappear again. And I started getting on great. But there are some people, they get a kick out of winding people up. Like, I've seen it before where...
Oh, they get a kick out of meaning you constantly, all the time.
Yeah, but they get a kick out of winding a person up to the point where they're about to explode and then they go, oh, would you stop being so sensitive? I'm only messing with you.
But
is
shouting bullying? When you shout at somebody, is that bullying?
Look, sometimes, like, if I'm running a machine, right, and due to my own stupidity and negligence, I banjacks a piece of machinery that's worth a couple hundred grand and I slow production for a few weeks. If the boss loses the rag then, personally, I think that's perfectly acceptable. Do you know what I mean? If it's a genuine mistake, it's a different story. But, like, the place I worked in, it was an incredibly toxic work environment where lads would scream and roar. And there were some lads in particular, they'd be as nice as pie to you. But then when the boss was around, they'd shout and roar. And then the boss says, what would happen? And then they throw you under the bus. Like, that kind of stuff I would find to be bullying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if it happens every now and again, that's fine. You're only human. People tend to flip out from time to time. You know, we've all done it. We're all guilty of it. But when it's targeted and when it's...
At an individual all the time.
And when it's a constant thing where, like, you know... Like,
well, when it becomes a problem, I suppose, is when people start talking about it. So if, you know, if... people within an office or a factory environment are talking at a particular line manager, whatever it is, who is constantly shouting at people, and then you start getting a high staff turnover because people don't want to work in that environment anymore, well, then you've got a problem, haven't you?
Well, I mean, you're if you're an employer and you allow this thing to happen, you're cutting your own throat because, you know, like, if you want, like, a happy workforce is a productive workforce. Do you know what I mean?
I'd agree, yeah.
If you're going to be going into a place every day where, you know, no matter how good of a job, like our boss was the worst for it. Like, he was nearly the worst culprit at times where, like, you burst your arse and he'd turn around and say, so what you want, a pat on the back? You know, and when it's that kind of a thing, no matter what you give, no matter what you put in, you know, all you're going to do is get shit off some lad who thinks he's better than you. You're not going to bother your arse really giving it your all. You're going to go in, you're going to do the bare minimum so you don't get shouted at, and you're going to leave it at that.
Yeah, you're going to hide from him all day. We'll stay there as well. Let me go to Liam too. Liam, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Liam?
How are you doing?
Now, Liam, you're a retired guard.
I am.
And the biggest complaint against on Garda Síochána, generally every year when we see there's about 4,000 or 5,000 complaints, whatever it is every year, right, is misuse of power, right? So do you believe a uniform sometimes give people the almost permission to shout at somebody or to have that extra power?
maybe in some cases. Yeah. When I was there myself, I didn't see it much. I certainly would hope that I never did it to anybody, even though you would be in conflict situations and quite
well,
a number
of them. I would imagine in some conflict situations it's unavoidable. Yeah, I mean, if you're chasing somebody or you're putting handcuffs on an assailant, you're hardly going to say, now, could you please just stand there while I put those handcuffs on you?
Well, you know what? It's amazing, but, you know, I was telling a researcher, I've been in situations where one particular situation and there was these guys fighting and I went in to break it up and if these guys turned on me, I'd have been clobbered. But you treat them with some bit of respect and at the same time, they knew that I was a guard and even though I wasn't in uniform at the time because I was coming out from the Garda station to look after it.
Yeah.
But funnily enough, when I wasn't aggressive with them, they weren't aggressive with me. And just that little bit of respect for humanity can make a difference.
Yeah.
And that comes from, it comes from confidence. It comes from knowing what your job is. It comes from giving a bit of respect, even to the people who are, might have been breaking the law and everything else. But usually, if you're going to do it in that position, you're going to do it in other parts of your life as well, because I do not sort of coaching. And if every single person that made a mistake, I shouted at, nothing would ever be done. And it's all very fine. If somebody makes a mistake, I call it a learning experience. And I say, okay, make the mistake as often as you can, provided that you learn from it. But if somebody is shouting at you constantly, it's they have the problem, you don't. However, as the previous gentleman said there, your self-confidence and your self-esteem takes an awful beating. And you're trying to say, well, how do I deal with that? But it's not just...
What advice would you, well then, as somebody who's coaching people now and has experience, I suppose, indeed, we're not dealing with that, but has experience in dealing with authority. What advice would you give to somebody who is in a workplace currently listening at the moment, maybe, who is going into work, terrified maybe of their own boss because they're shouting at them constantly all the time? What advice would you give them?
I'd ask them why. I said, why are you doing this to me? What if I do the same to you? How would you feel about it? When you go home to your child, is that what you do to them?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's that little bit of respect. But Niall, it's in work, but it's everywhere. I do a lot of cycling, or I used to anyway. And the aggressive nature of people, it's getting worse.
Yeah, on the road, the aggressive nature of people.
Niall, it's everywhere. You go into a shop, and you might happen to be maybe in one line in a till, and... you might step in front of somebody, all of a sudden you get the eyes and somebody, I was here before you, and you might have done it in but there's an aggressive approach. It's like everybody is on high tension.
I was going to say everybody's on edge for some reason.
Yeah, everybody. And we just need to take a little step back and say, what is our value? What is our philosophy? What's our purpose here at all? Why go to a training session and be a bully and not participate to get some joy from it, but the joy that people get and people are avoiding each other, people are not looking at, you know, our lives are short, they're very short, and we need to step back and we need to say, do you know what I can see a lot of is a lot of people who are now in authority, they're not very competent. They're supposed to be leaders, but they're just being the boss and the bully. And they feel this pressure themselves, as if you put trust in people, you just trust them and get to know them. And
it is a specific skill. To manage people is a specific skill.
It is, because you have to care about them.
Yeah.
You have to care about them. And if you don't care, which seems to be what's going on, you're not going to get the best out of them. And you're not going to be able to explain to them if somebody does make a mistake at a machine. Now, you're only compounding the whole thing. What you try to find out is, why did they make the mistake? What was their problem? What did they come to work with that you didn't know about that caused this? And up to that point, everything could have been done right.
And how to avoid it in the future.
Yeah, I remember when we were sitting inside.
Very quickly, Liam, I have 20 seconds. We're gone. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, we're sitting in Templemore, 10 sums on the board. 40 of us were there. One of the sums was wrong. Everybody put up their hand and said, there's one of them wrong, sir. What about the other 9? He said, they're all right. Well, he said, that's what you have to think about when you're out in uniform. You make one mistake, everybody will point it out. Nobody will point out the 9 things you've done right. But we've gone the opposite.
Do you know what? That's the best thing I've heard all day. And people are so quick to point out the negatives, but not the 10 or the 9 positives that you've done and the 9 positive things you've done in the workplace. Listen, Sam, Liam, thank you. That's a very good thing to say. Listen, Liam, thank you very much indeed, and I appreciate you coming on the air. Okay.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.